Well, it's been the Outdoor Hour on Rosie on the House with Mr. Jim Paxson, Special Assistant to the Director, Arizona Game and Fish Department. You may recognize the name from probably his more famous role.
Well, if you don't recognize the name, you'll recognize the voice.
Yeah, yeah. Jim was introduced to all of Arizona as the... what was your title in that role of fighting the Rodeo Chattisky fire?
I was the fire spokesman.
Yeah. I mean, we saw you on TV constantly in the tent and talking to us about the big monster rearing its head. I love your book, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And that was a big monster.
It was a historic event for Arizona that lives on. And we will continue to have big fires like that until we get busy thinning our forest and doing some prescribed burning. And you know, one of my pursuits in life is helping folks understand that, Rosie.
Okay. Well, that's a whole nother show, right?
It is.
Hey, y'all have an expo coming up. And I can remember when y'all first started these. I think it had to be about 20 years ago. This thing has blown up to incredible proportions, what y'all do.
It is. It's April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And Jennifer just asked how much it cost. It's free. We're going to have about 800 vendors, all of the firearms manufacturers.
Off-road vehicles.
Off-road vehicles. You can even buy a Jeep there, you know, or a four-wheel drive or a Razor.
Archery equipment.
We'll have demonstrations. People can shoot a gun. Kids can catch a fish. Friday the 1st is School Kids Day. Only school kids get to come.
I'm so glad you do that.
That's Roxy and Tinley's, one of their favorite annual events. They take them out of school at Morristown, bus them over Carefree Highway to Ben Avery. I mean, they talk about it for a week after that. And
Isn't that special?
The only complaint I have is the fishing's too easy. They're like, why can't it be like that when we go out?
Spoil them.
You need to make the fishing a little bit harder. Put like two fish in there instead of 1,000.
It makes Dad look bad when he takes them up to Goldwater Lake and they don't catch anything for an hour, right?
Brutal.
Well, we want to catch them so they want to go and Dad take them out, you know. So that's a ploy. It's very very covert.
But we had a call this hour from someone that wanted to know, how do I get introduced to the outdoors? That weekend, it's free. It's a great way to be exposed to a lot of different things all in one setting.
We also have the federal land management agencies there talking about wilderness and talking about camping and hiking and what they're doing. We've got all of the game organizations like Arizona Elk Society and Mule Deer Foundation and Quail Forever, all of them are there, and a lot of vendors. And, you know, there's some of the best food vendors there, and there'll be some really neat things there. There's the Cowboy Mounted Shooting. They'll be having a mounted shooting match there where they shoot blanks and pop the balloons, but they're riding full tilt like a barrel racer.
It's pretty exciting to
watch. That's pretty fun stuff. You bet. It's a big draw. We'll have four-wheel drive demonstrations. It's everything that has anything to do with wildlife and the outdoors will be in that one setting at Ben Avery Shooting Facility, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it's our biggest event of the year, Rosie.
And if you're a married guy, it might be your only chance to ever look through a pair of $3,000 binoculars. I knew a young man that was getting ready to get married in about 6 months, and he says, "Yo, I just want to get one thing before I get married, that $2,800 pair of 8x12s.
Oh, my.
I said, well, you better buy it before the wedding day.
Swarovski and Vortex and others will be there.
Yeah, and when you look through a pair like that, it is jaw-dropping. Oh, that's how they're supposed to work. Well, Jim Paxson, I can't thank you enough. Y'all got a big event going on tonight.
That's right.
The awards banquet.
Meet the Commission banquet out at Arizona Grand Resort. And it's our once-a-year thing where the commission will actually give out awards for exceptional service to wildlife over the last year.
Well, you have a big, big list of very deserving winners tonight, so I'm going to be anxious to be there, I'm sure I'm going to bump into a lot of friends.
Well, you're going to be one of the award recipients, Rosie, and we're really proud of that.
That's pretty humbling.
It's you've done a good job for us. We love being able to come on your show and just talk about wildlife and the outdoors. This is really a fun time for us.
It's my hope and dream that for every guy that called in here during this hour wanting to know how to get engaged, there's another 100 asking the same question. Somehow you and I in this conversation have encouraged them to get out there and enjoy the great state of Arizona.
There's nothing more fun than being out in God's fine creation, looking at beautiful country and seeing some wildlife, and whatever your pursuit is, even if it's chasing butterflies or hummingbirds.
Absolutely.
Nowhere else can it be done better than in Arizona.
Jim Paxson, thanks for joining us here this morning. We'll be back at 8 o'clock with Mr. John J. Harper, talking about everything having to do with your garden, your landscape, your trees, your shrubs. Everything from the edge of your house to the edge of your property with John J. Harper.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.